It can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
The countdown has begun. From May 14th to 16th, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg. Join heads of state, influential ministers, and leading CEOs to make new connections, gain unique insights, and uncover valuable opportunities in one of the world's most rapidly rising regions. Request your invite for this exclusive event at QatarEconomicForum.com.
You're listening to Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Messer and Bloomberg Quick Takes Tim Stenovic on Bloomberg Radio.
Well, Obey is a $27 a month fitness platform that counts Drew Barrymore and Kate Hudson as members, and it just raised $15 million in funding from investors, including Samsung Next and Athleta from Gap. That values the startup at about $190 million, that according to people familiar with knowledge of the matter. Joining us now are the co-founders and co-chief executive officers of Obey, Mark Millett and Ashley Mills. They're joining us on the phone from Brooklyn. Mark, Ashley, thanks for taking the time. How are you doing this afternoon?
We're doing great. Thanks so much for having us, Tim.
Yeah, thanks for joining me. Well, Ashley, I want to start with you and talk a little bit about the fundraising process here. How difficult was it to raise this money from these companies, Samsung, Athleta, other participating investors include WW International, that's formerly known as Weight Watchers, Kavu Venture Partners, Wheelhouse Entertainment, and more. How difficult was that to do during the pandemic?
Yeah, it's a great question. So we've been very careful in the history of our company not to sort of overcapitalize. And so it was a big decision for us to go out and raise our Series A. Obviously, you know, with the pandemic, we were growing at a very nice clip pre-pandemic, but the pandemic was, we grew 400% year over year.
Wow, 400%.
Yeah, it was a pretty wild year, to say the least. And a lot of folks have been coming to us for quite some time asking us to raise, and we weren't ready, and we were obviously super hands down building the business that essentially scaled overnight. So from a fundraising perspective, that piece of it was not challenging. I think what was like most exciting for us is being able to find the right partner. We really believe that you are the company that you keep. And so to be able to, have Kavu Ventures lead the round, they focus on a lot in the health and wellness space. And I think all of our new partners really see the future of fitness lifestyle in an important way. And then to the strategics who join the round, so WW, Athleta, and Samsung, all of those partners we've had relationships with for quite some time, for years actually, in terms of various partnerships that we've worked on with them. And so it was a natural call when we started to think about fundraising to include them in those conversations. And we're absolutely thrilled with how the raise sort of turned out. We believe that Obey sits at the center of the good decisions business, right? Hmm. And the good decisions ecosystem. And so we're excited for them to all be involved as we build the first of its kind entertainment network and really take on this category that we're calling fitness lifestyle.
Well, so it's so interesting, Ashley, that you describe it as a first of its kind entertainment network, because both you and Mark have a background in being talent agents, right? Having clients and being in the talent entertainment business. So Mark, what does it mean to have a talent entertainment network rather than having a fitness platform?
Yeah, absolutely, Tim. When we first started Obey, our vision was to reinvent what daily movement felt like, what it looked like, and what it could really provide people at home. So, in our old job as talent agents, it was our job to nurture great talent and to bring, you know, pop culture to people everywhere, right? To really create these incredible mutual experiences around content and get people excited to pace, depending on their niche tastes and preferences. So we started Obey, we thought, wait a minute, fitness hasn't been reinvented in a while, right? It still sort of looks the same, it feels the same, it doesn't feel topical, it doesn't feel variety-filled, it doesn't feel fun. And so that entertainment piece is really adding that fun factor, that topicality. Our instructors are the best in the business. They're incredible. They are the superhero best friends who motivate you throughout the workout and hopefully throughout the day, you know, transcending screen and jumping right into your living room, your hotel, your basement, your office, wherever you're working out with us. And so we've also taken it to another level. We partnered with some of the biggest you know, stalwarts of the entertainment business, such as Disney Plus, NBC Peacock, CBS, Paramount, the list goes on, to bring really fun pop culture-centric classes to our audience as well. We've had classes with Game of Thrones themes, Sex and the City themes, Cruella from Disney Plus themes, right? So it's really about taking fitness and making sure it's not boring so that we can keep you having fun, getting the results you want, and hopefully putting a smile on your face in the process.
Hey, Ashley, just in the last 20 seconds that we have here, and then sit tight because we're going to come back to you, both of you, after we do some news here. How would you describe these classes for people who may be hearing this and saying, wait a second, this sounds like it's just watching a someone work out on TV and not different from a typical class? Just 15 seconds here.
Yeah, it's a great question. So we offer 22 live classes a day. So you can work out with all of our members across across the country and across North America here in Shout It Out in Class. You can also take one of our 20 different modalities on demand across all levels of duration. From a content perspective,
right,
again, we have the best in class talent. It's a really fun experience. We think of it as kind of a high
right.
broccoli approach to fitness. You're going to get a really effective workout, but you're also going to have a great time
right.
during the class.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal wherever you get your podcast.
And watch on Bloomberg Originals, Bloomberg Television, or BTV Plus.
Mark, Ashley, I just got a question during the last break from somebody who's listening right now in the Bloomberg Network who asks, why would I subscribe to this if I have a Peloton subscription? Do they have enough content to get people to switch? Who wants to take it?
Yeah, I'll jump in here, Tim. The answer is we have plenty of content for anyone and everyone. You know, for that $27 a month or $199 annually, we have so much content to sate all of your fitness needs at any level in the game, right? If you're a beginner or if you're a triathlete, we are here to help you to find the results you're looking for and hopefully help you make some friends in the process. Our community is off the charts. But we have over 20 modalities, over 20 instructors, again, the best in the business, and class lengths from 10 minutes all the way up to 1 hour long. So whether you're working out for 10 minutes you know, in your office with the door closed or a full hour at home with the kids asleep, we really have something for everyone.
But if Peloton does offer that monthly subscription that you can get on the app or you can use on an iPad or a computer without actually having one of the pieces of equipment, how do you get someone to switch, Mark?
Yeah, you know, I think the reason that people love Obey, in addition to the community, in addition to our incredible talent, is the premium nature of what we deliver every day, right? Our content is gorgeous. It is so personalized. It is colorful. Our signature light box really, you know, provides like a music video in your own living room when you're working out with us. And I think that the premium nature of what we do and the variety therein is really what our audience takes to. You know, we've learned from so many people over the years, and specifically even as we head into this COVID transition world, that for over 50% of our audience, we are their fitness everything. And then for another substantial portion, about 40%, you know, we are a main dish on their fitness buffet. In the same way that you don't want to, you know, eat the same foods every day, you might not want to move the same way every day. And certainly if we are your fitness everything, we will keep you moving in different ways every day. And if we are on your fitness buffet and you're going to the local bar studio or local yoga studio as well, we're here to get you on those days where you're at home or on the go.
Hey, Ashley, you mentioned earlier that there were 400, you had a 400% increase in subscriptions. That's correct, right? And during the pandemic?
Yes, that's correct.
How did you keep operating during the pandemic? Because you did also say that you were shooting live shows and live classes for your network.
Yeah, absolutely. So, in the very, very beginning of the pandemic, when everything hit, we basically assembled production studios in our instructors' homes. And that went on for, obviously several weeks, as the government was figuring out what was what. The thing about our production is that it allows for social distance. There's not a lot of people, a lot of crew members that are needed in the studio, and some of it can be done remotely. And so we were deemed an essential service pretty early on in the pandemic. So we were able to continue, to bring people back into the studio again with, absolutely adhering to all of the safety precautions.
Can you talk, Ashley, more about the entertainment nature of this? If you are just joining us, Mark and Ashley are former talent agents who built Obey as an entertainment network rather than a fitness platform. So, Ashley, I'm wondering about the entertainment aspect to this and the idea, as you and Mark have been talking about, that there have been themed classes in the past that have been, themed to Game of Thrones, for example.
Absolutely. So there's certainly those tentpole moments, but I would also... in talking about our content, I would look at it outside of the tentpole moments as well, and sort of like our core offering, which are these 20 different modalities across a number of different durations. So Mark and I, we never took our talent agent hats off. When we left the agency business, we started looking immediately for who were the really incredible, ebullient personalities who were great storytellers who could lead our members through a class and what should be an emotional journey. And so the given for all of our classes that they're super effective and you're going to get a great workout. And the X factor is the talent and the personality and what we call intertrainment, right? Where entertainment and fitness meet. So that is, yes, the talent. It is the beautiful set inspired by contemporary artists, James Turrell and Dan Slavin. It is the music. It is the storytelling. It is a topical nature. We do 22 live classes a day. And because of that, we can address what's happening in the world. And so in a lot of ways, taking a class at Obey, it's going to deliver on the same level of entertainment that you would get from a television show, but you're, you're getting a workout during the process.
Yeah, actually getting a workout while you're streaming whatever you're watching. Exactly. Sounds kind of nice. Hey, Mark, wondering about the product pipeline here. Are you thinking at all about hardware and getting into the hardware business? I see Samsung as an investor, a company, of course, known for its hardware.
Yeah, absolutely. So, the year ahead, and again, one of the reasons that we raised was to build out our good decisions ecosystem, right? We see Obey as the center axle of that ecosystem. So it's not just about the push-ups and the planks. It's about what you eat, what you wear, who you connect with, your mindful level of mindfulness, how you sleep, et cetera. On the hardware front, to date, we have required little to no equipment. When I say little to no, I mean workouts that are body weight only, all the way up to workouts that require maybe some, hand weights or resistance bands. On the hardware front, we've heard from a lot of our members that they have purchased hardware during the pandemic, and frankly, they're not always feeling that inspired to use it. So we are beginning to explore, how our content, how our premium content and our specific point of view could translate into, heavier gym equipment and hardware-related verticals. On the electronics front, our goal is to be the leader in fitness lifestyle for all people in all places across all screens, and that includes wearables. So right now we're digging deep into our wearable strategy, and we can't wait to get that out to our audience as soon as possible in a very Obey way, of course.
I actually want to give you the last word. Give us a few more details on the wearable strategy, just 15 seconds.
Absolutely. So, most people wear a wearable, and we're excited to be able to track our members in class and also in their daily life.
Starting to make sense why Samsung is an investor in the company. Mark Mulett and Ashley Mills, co-founders of the fitness platform, entertainment platform Obey. They're also co-CEOs of the company, joining me on the phone from Brooklyn, New York.
Join Bloomberg in San Francisco or virtually on May 7th for The Future Investor, Data-Powered Transformations. This 2024 event series will examine how data is not only playing a pivotal role in investment decisions, but serves as a driving force behind the construction of innovative investable enterprises. This series is proudly sponsored by Invesco QQQ. Register at BloombergLive.com/futureinvestor/radio.